White, the third president of GLM Omnimedia Group, and this is the Get Things Done podcast, episode number 63. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. In this podcast, we are going through the fine book, Doing It Now, by Edwin C. Bliss. I had just finished speaking at a meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, some years ago, and as I was walking through the airport, I picked up this fine book and read it in its entirety. It is one of the best books that I have ever read on the subject of productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination. And along with prayer and the power of God in my life, it is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles that Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book, Get Things Done. As we begin today, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God, the Bible. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Our quote for today is from Robin Sharma. He said, "Hard work opens doors and shows the world that you are serious about being one of those rare human beings who use the fullness of their talents to do their very best." Today in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at part one of step 10, consider deliberate delay. Question: you keep talking about procrastination as if it were always bad, but aren't there times when it pays to procrastinate? Not if you define procrastination as I do, which is the postponement of something that you know you really should be doing. However, if you use the word the way some people do, meaning simply to put off something until a future time, then of course there are times when it is justified. In those cases, it might be appropriate to refer to it as deliberate delay. I've also seen it referred to as purposeful procrastination, positive procrastination, prudent postponement, watchful waiting, and discerning disregard. One master of deliberate delay was the Roman general Quintus Fabius, whose tactics earned him the nickname Cunctator, meaning procrastinator or delayer. When the victorious army of Hannibal swept across Spain and France and over the Alps into northern Italy, Fabius was given the task of defeating him. But realizing that Hannibal had a lot going for him, momentum, battle-seasoned troops, high morale, and tactical genius, Fabius simply kept postponing the expected clash between his army and the Carthaginian invaders. Instead, he continually harassed Hannibal's army, attacking stragglers, cutting convoys, and dodging forever, delaying the major battle that Hannibal and the citizens of Rome expected at any moment. In the meantime, Hannibal's supplies were running low, and his soldiers were feeling more and more frustrated because they were used to fighting and getting it on. Unfortunately, the citizens of Rome did not appreciate the wisdom of the deliberate delay. They decided Fabius was either a coward or a procrastinator, so they replaced him, and with an overwhelming force of 86,000 men and 6,000 horses, the Romans attacked Hannibal's 50,000-man army. What followed was one of the greatest battles of history. The Romans got clobbered. Hannibal outsmarted them, outflanked them, yielding the center of his line, then attacking from both sides. The Romans were bunched together so closely that they couldn't use their weapons or their horses effectively. And by the end of the battle, or more accurately, the massacre, there were 70,000 dead or wounded Roman soldiers left on the field and thousands taken prisoner. Only a handful escaped to return to Rome. At that point, the Romans decided that perhaps Fabius's plan of deliberate delay hadn't been such a bad idea after all. They restored him to power and returned to his policy of avoiding further head-on clashes with Hannibal as long as possible. Meanwhile, they were able to regroup and launch an assault in North Africa on Carthage itself. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this discussion in our next podcast. Now, beloved, let's pray our prayer that we pray together every time. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord, and grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.